Okay, and with that, I'll open a public hearing on LD 1176, an act to provide for the sustainable management of marine resources and create a non-commercial northern shrimp license, presented again by one of our own, Rep Eaton. Welcome again, Rep Eaton.
Oh, thank you very much. All right. Well, Senator Tepler, Representative Hepler, and colleagues on the Marine Resources Committee, good afternoon. For the record, I'm Holly Ray Eaton. I live in Deer Isle, and I proudly represent the coastal and island towns of House District 15. I'm here today as the sponsor of LD 1176, a department bill brought forward by the Department of Marine Resources. This bill offers a thoughtful update to the statute governing emerging fisheries, recognizing that as ocean conditions shift, Maine needs flexible, science-based tools to respond to new opportunities like black sea bass, while ensuring sustainability and accountability from the start. It also addresses a licensing gap for northern shrimp, setting the stage for responsible access should the fishery return in the future. These are smart, forward-thinking changes that will help position Maine to manage new or returning fisheries responsibly. I'm glad to support DMR's work on this, and I encourage the committee to give the proposal its full consideration. I ask you not to ask me questions, as the department will be coming up shortly.
Thank you for your
Thank you very
introduction of
much.
the bill, Ms. Rep Eaton. And we'll call the department to give testimony on LD 1176.
Jason.
And welcome back to the Ms.
Thank you.
Gilbert.
Good afternoon again, Senator Tepler, Representative Hepler, members of the Joint Standing Committee. I am Deirdre Gilbert. I'm the Director of State Marine Policy for DMR and testifying on behalf of the department in support of LD 1176. As noted, this is a department bill. We are very grateful to Representative Eaton for sponsoring it on our behalf. LD 1176 seeks to amend an existing law that pertains to the management of emerging fisheries, which was first adopted in 1999. That law was created to provide a mechanism for DMR to limit commercial access to emerging fisheries through the use of endorsements on the commercial fishing license. The purpose of the endorsement is to provide the department time to collect information on the biological status of the resource, its long-term sustainability, the impact of harvesting on other fisheries, and the department's ability to enforce and administer a management program for the emerging fishery. The goal of limiting access through endorsements is to ensure that emerging fisheries do not develop at a rate that is not sustainable on a long-term basis. Implementing an endorsement requirement requires the advice and consent of the DMR Advisory Council. Endorsements may be required for only 3 years, renewable for 1 3-year extension. Within 24 months of the issuance of the first endorsement, the commissioner is required to report back to this committee on the status of the emerging fishery, management goals and objectives, and the control of access to the emerging fishery. In recent years, there has been increasing interest in the creation of new harvest opportunities resulting from changing ocean conditions, which have made certain species more available in Maine waters than has historically been the case. A good example of this is black sea bass, which is jointly managed by the Mid-Atlantic Fishery Management Council and the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. Historically, the majority of the commercial black sea bass fishery has occurred off of New York and New Jersey. Black sea bass is a quota-managed fishery, and Maine has a very small allocation of quota, just over 19,000 pounds in 2025. But because anyone with a pelagic and anadromous license can fish for, take, possess, and sell black sea bass, the current regulation limits the daily take to no more than 50 pounds. DMR has been approached by such groups as Maine Coast Fishermen's Association and Manomet about the potential to develop a more robust commercial opportunity for black sea bass for Maine fishermen. However, due to the need to remain within the quota, the only way to proceed is to limit the number of individuals who could initially participate. Under current law, the ability to require endorsements is limited to species that are harvested under the commercial fishing license. This bill would expand the application of the emerging fisheries law to include species that are harvested under the pelagic and anadromous license. It would also clarify that this tool can be used not just when a fishery or habitat is under increasing fishing pressure, but also when a resource is becoming established in Maine waters and access must be limited to provide for its sustainable management. While Black Sea bass is the current fishery of interest, it is also possible that squid could be a candidate for future consideration. This bill also makes changes to the statutory framework for licensing the harvest of northern shrimp. Specifically, it removes an existing exemption from having to hold a license to harvest shrimp for personal use. Under current law, if the moratorium on fishing for northern shrimp were lifted, anyone would be able to harvest up to a ton of shrimp per day without having to hold a license. This bill would remove that exemption and create a new non-commercial northern shrimp license at a cost of $20. This license would only be available for purchase when a fishery is authorized to occur. There is consistent interest in the potential for a future fishery for shrimp, but one of the current impediments is the opportunity for unlimited, unlicensed take of shrimp for personal use. For a fishery to occur, all participants would need to be licensed and all landings accounted for to ensure that the fishery remained within the allocated quota. While the recent experience with the survey would suggest that there is not currently an available biomass to support either a commercial or a non-commercial fishery, the department still feels that this change is a worthwhile housekeeping measure. Thank you for your consideration. I'd be happy to answer questions.
Ms. Kilbert, for clarity, so the new northern shrimp fish license would be attached as an endorsement, as some kind of stamp or whatever, on your other commercial license, whether it's a regular commercial fishing license or a pelagic and Andromedas fish license. But it would only be usable or sold to you during the time that the shrimp fishery is open.
So just to clarify, Senator Tepler, I'm sorry, there are kind of two different initiatives being advanced in the same bill.
Okay.
So the Northern Shrimp piece is not related to the Emerging Fisheries Act. That's just kind of saying we need to make this change to shrimp licensing so that if in the future we were able to have a shrimp fishery, even non-commercial participants would have to be licensed because otherwise there's no way that we can account for their take, and we need to do that to stay within
right.
a quota. So we're trying to kind of fix that issue with a kind of a housekeeping change. And then concurrently, we're trying to expand the fisheries that we could use kind of the emerging fisheries law to apply to, because at the very beginning when that law was passed, everything without a separate specific license fell under the commercial fishing license. So it kind of made sense that that's how people would be fishing for those species at that time. Since then, we created the pelagic and anadromous license that has like a large suite of species under that as well. And some of those are candidates for this emerging fisheries approach where we could at least initially limit the amount of participation while we collected some information. Try to make that a more robust opportunity for a limited number of people in the near term while we figure out if we could develop a fishery around that species.
All right. So the northern shrimp license is something that you are creating, but that may not be eligible for use until you determine that it's possible that there's enough of the species for it to be used for non-commercial.
So right now we have a northern shrimp license for commercial take of shrimp.
Okay.
We don't sell it because there is a moratorium on the fishery.
That's
there's no season. So
yep.
So we don't sell the current in law. There is a northern shrimp license that we don't make available for sale.
Okay.
So we would, I know this sounds kind of non-intuitive, but we want to create another license that we're not going to make available for sale.
That's where I was headed.
Sure. I think the alternative to that is to just remove the exemption for take of shrimp for personal use without a license. Like that would be an equally logical way to deal with the situation at this time. It's just that, as our understanding of what has been going on with northern shrimp kind of continues to evolve, at different points in time, like people have said, well, if we can't have a commercial fishery, could it at least have a non-commercial fishery and just use a non-commercial fishery as a way to kind of assess what's available? So I was aware that there was at least one juncture in recent history where that was something that people were interested in. So it seemed to make sense to allow for either of those licenses to exist. We would have to regulate them differently. You know, we wouldn't let a non-commercial shrimp license have the same level of take as a commercial shrimp license. But just in terms of our internal conversations on this topic, I also think that there's a really good chance that if we had available shrimp biomass and we were offering a commercial and a non-commercial license, most people are going to buy the commercial license. Like, that's going to be more of interest, I would say, than the non-commercial license. So,
Okay, I think I followed it so far. Yes, Rep. Strout.
thank you, Madam Chair. So just for clarity, it would be something similar to like the non-commercial lobster license, where you can purchase your license and get 5 traps.
Correct.
And so it would kind of fall under that for this
Correct.
industry. And so my other question, would this change be something that could be used to help open up the Manhaden?
So Menhaden has already been taken. It was, in terms of the evolution of Menhaden licensing, Menhaden was part of the pelagic and anadromous license. Then we took Menhaden out of that. So that is its own standalone license. It would not, therefore, we could not use the Emerging Fisheries Act to issue endorsements for Menhaden because it already has its own license and the criteria for that license has already been established.
Okay.
Good try, though.
We put it back in this.
Any other questions? Yes, Rep. Simmons and then Rep. Eaton. Rep. Eaton,
Thank
this is your bill. I'm sorry, you actually are not allowed to ask questions. So whisper them in.
you.
I will tell you to whisper them in Rep. Simmons' ear. So.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Now, with your eliminating of being allowed to take a tray of shrimp, eliminating that, what is are you going to stick with eliminate if a recreational person gets a license? What is the catch you're going to be allowed to obtain? I guess is my question. Because if you're eliminating without a license, you're catching a tray. What is it if you do have a license?
Sure. Thanks, Rep. Simmons. I think that will is really going to depend on what is the quota that we have, you know, at that future date that we can make this opportunity available, how much quota do we have? So we may not be able to allow everybody who might want a license to take a tote a day. It might be something less than that. I can't guarantee that it would remain the same if we were managing it through a regulation outside of this law.
Will AFF ASFMC set that limit?
Yes.
Other questions from the committee for Ms. Gilbert? Seeing none, thank you for your
Thank you.
testimony. And I'm looking for anyone else who would like to testify in favor of the bill. Is there anyone who would like to testify in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, is there anyone who would like to testify neither for nor against the bill? Okay, and with that, we will close the public hearing on LD 1176.